Welcome to the Latin Heat Hollywood Spotlight, coming to you from KHBG LP Radio 101.5 FM, the radio station that gives the mic back to the people. I am your host, Belle Hernandez, and you are listening to the launch of the Latin Heat Hollywood Spotlight. Thank you for joining us. I am a former actress turned journalist and a co-founder of the only trade publication in Hollywood focused on Latino talent. And we've been covering Hollywood over 25 years. And we are grateful to the National Hispanic Media Coalition for giving us an opportunity to bring Latino Hollywood to the airwaves. And we're happy that you can join us. So Latinos have had a very checkered history in Hollywood. Hollywood was founded 107 years ago. And of those years, Latinos have been basically absent after the Golden Age. We basically disappeared off the screens. And now there seems to be a little movement of the presence of Latinos. I am now a content producer. I host and executive produce The Trend Talk, a talk show that is hosted and produced by Latinas. And I am passionate about covering the business of Latinos in Hollywood. It's what I do. And LatinHeat.com is where you find all the information about Latinos in Hollywood. It is the portal that connects it all. It's the source of information on our Latinowood. And this show will bring you the latest news on Latino Hollywood, news about the films, the TV shows, the talent, the executives, the directors, the writers, anyone who works in Hollywood. So the question that I often get asked is, has Hollywood gotten better representing Latinos or minorities? The answer is no. It's gotten a little bit better, but we have not reached parity based on the number of Latinos, U.S. Latinos, living here in the United States. But everyone says that, well, you just got to write that story. And that's true. So Latinos have started to write the story. But what happens is that you meet a dead end because you can write all the stories you want and they can be the most fabulous stories that you've written. But when you get into the room where the decision makers are, the gatekeepers of the studios and the networks, they will basically put a stop to that story going forward for various different reasons. You know, some say it's racism. Some say the story isn't good enough. And it's very subjective because I've seen wonderful stories that have not made it. And I've seen stories not written by Latinos, about Latinos, that have gone through and gotten all this money to be produced, and they really are not good. It's all subjective. So what we need to do as Latinos is just keep on going and writing those stories. And as a matter of fact, this is where we're going to focus on for this show, is the writers. So now you see a little bit more writers. When we started, I couldn't name any producer that was running the show. Running the show means that you have a say-so in everything. You run the show. You have an overview of the creative, the casting, the hiring. And that was a coveted position that a lot of Latinos could not get to. And now I can think of at least six showrunners, women and men, mostly men, because as you know, men are usually work more than women. So, but it's exciting. It's exciting that I can think of and right off the top of my head, name three Latina showrunners. You have Natalie Chavez, who's running Queen of the South on USA Networks. You have Gloria Calderon-Kellett, who is running One Day at a Time on Netflix. And you have Cynthia Cidre, who was recently running Dallas. So off the top of my head, and that's amazing because when we first started covering Latinos in Hollywood, I couldn't think of one because there wasn't one. And of course, men showrunners, there's a lot more. There's Rene Chavarria, there's Robert Orsi, who is mega showrunner. Right now, he currently has three shows that are running on TV. And that's an amazing feat. And he is an extraordinary executive producer. So he has Hawaii Five-0, Sleepy Hollow, and Scorpion. So if those are your films, Roberto Orsi is the executive producer showrunner for those. But I want to focus on this year's television season. So this year, I want to focus on Natalie Chavez and Gloria Calderon-Kellett, who is doing the remake of Norman Lear's famous One Day at a Time. It's on Netflix. And what they've done is that they've repurposed it with a Latino family. So you have a Latino family who is Cuban, and Of course, if you guys are fans of One Day at a Time, you remember that it's a single mother with two daughters, and then there was always this janitor that used to come in and fix things. Well, in this case, it's a little different. It's a Latina mom who is a veteran. She has a young daughter and a young son, and her mother lives with them. And it's played by Rita Moreno. And she goes through all of the trials and tribulations of living, you know, alone and raising a family. The janitor is now not a janitor. He's got another occupation. But Gloria has brought in her Cuban culture into the story, because they say you write what you know, and she knows that. And when they decided that this was going to be a Latino family, she said, I can bring this to the table as a showrunner. I would feel more comfortable making it Cuban because I can draw from my experiences. And see, that is key there, because in the past, you have showrunners writing shows. Like, I'll give you an example, Rob on CBS, which ran a few years back. If you don't have writers that know what they're writing about, and if you're writing about Latinos, you're not going to get it right. And kudos to Gloria that she even wanted to get specific and make it Cuban, because then you get a real show that rings true. And it's a hit. It's really a hit. People have really liked it, so much so that it has been renewed. So you don't know these names, but I would like for you, if you watch this show, to remember that name, Gloria Calderon Kellett, because she is bringing our stories to the screen. And that is how we change the image that Hollywood has perpetuated as a negative image in the past. And we want to really acknowledge our writers that keep it real, that know our stories, and that are finally putting them out there. And as we can all see, it works, because she is doing really, really well. Now, Gloria, she began her career as a staff writer on the comedy How I Met Your Mother. You don't get to be an executive producer right away. You have to work your way up from a lowly writer or even an assistant to a writer, and then you get in the writing room, and then you move up. You know, you're supervising producer, you're a story consultant. I don't know if that's the right order, but basically you move up on each position until you become the person that runs the show. And on television, that's even giving the director notes and being over the director. As in film, the director is king. In TV, the executive producer, aka showrunner, they're the boss. So she recently just signed, because of her work and because of the success of One Day at a Time, she recently signed a 2-year deal at Sony. And she will continue to be the showrunner for One Day at a Time as long as it keeps going. But she is also going to be developing other stories. She's going to write and produce and direct projects for network, streaming platforms. And she does that through her production company, The Big Girl Pants Picture. So this is wonderful. So look for those shows when they come up on your TV. The next person I want to tell you about is Natalie Chavez. She is currently running the show Queen of the South, which is on USA Network. Now, this, again, is another hit. It is in its second season, and it premiered back in 2016. And the series, of course, is the adaptation of the book by Arturo Perez Reverte, and it was done on Telemundo as La Reina del Sur with Kate del Castillo. This Reina del Sur, which is Teresa Mendoza, and it's about a woman drug dealer, and she was an evil person. And, you know, we got the comedy at One Day at a Time, but now this one is showing the underbelly of the stories that are real, because this is based on a real woman. Her name was Teresa Mendoza, and she was a cartel leader. And she is played by Sonia Braga. The Hemke Madera is in it. Both of these shows, they have a terrific cast of mostly Latino leads, which is amazing, because you don't find that. And now this, you could say, is the third show, because first it was Jane the Virgin, all Latino cast, mostly in the leads. And then you have One Day at a Time. And now Reina del Sur, which is mostly Latino cast. All the leads are Latino cast. And some, half of them from the US and some of them from Mexico. So they also have been renewed for a second season. So you got to go and check it out on USA Network, and you will find talented people, like I said, Sonia Alicia Braga. You also have Justina Machado, which is really interesting because Justina Machado is also the lead in One Day at a Time. In Queen of the South, she has a secondary role, but I believe she's been killed off on Queen of the South so she could go do One Day at a Time. But that's an interesting note. You know, when you're good, you work a lot, and Justina Machado definitely works a lot. You have actors like Hemke Madera in Queen of the South, Joaquin de Almeida, and Carlos Gomez, and so many opportunities for our Latino talent to finally get a role where they can really show their chops, their acting chops. And so we want to thank USA Network and thank the network executives for finally getting it, and they're finally giving the reins to Latinos who can give you those authentic stories. And Natalie Chaides, she comes from East LA. So for anyone listening and you, if you like to write and ever wondered if you can get into writing for television, she's proof that you can. I think she attended Lincoln High. She's done shows like Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. She's done Hunter, 12 Monkeys. She has worked her way up steadily year after year to be in the coveted position of the showrunner of Queen of the South. So I want to also talk about, how do you get into being the boss of what goes on TV or these online platforms where you can be in a position to change the image that Hollywood has perpetuated for too long as negative? Because of that image that Hollywood has perpetuated around the world, we're all known as Mexican drug dealers and undocumented workers and maids and prostitutes. So now these women and men who are the showrunners, they're getting an opportunity to say, no, we've seen that. We want to tell different stories. And that's what you're seeing. But how do you get into a position to do that? Well, there are programs. And Natalie Chaides was one of those that took advantage of the Disney writing program. And what they do is you come in and they teach you all about writing for TV. And then the wonderful thing is that they match you and give you opportunities or referrals to where you might go and look for that job. One of the organizations that does a wonderful job of nurturing writers and seeking them out from so many different places so that they can give them an opportunity to get that dream of being a writer is the NHMC Writer Fellowship. It's an intensive course that you can go. I think it's even a paid program where you actually get some monies to be able to survive while you're taking this very intensive course. And what they do at the end is that they pair you, like I was saying, with writers, with shows, with showrunners who are open to having new writers come in to the room and lending their talent or learning so that they nurture them. And then later on, they incorporate them into the writing room. A writer's dream in Hollywood is to be in that writer's room, which is, I've heard, very, very intense, because you have a group of maybe 6 to 12 writers or even more, depending on the show. And it is about ideas, I've heard. I've never had the pleasure of being in the writer's room, but I have several different friends who are writers and have gone through the process. And they say it's brutal. You know, you think you know, and you get in there, and it's everyone for themselves about, you know, you got to like be at their level. So it's like coming in to the freeway and like getting into that 65 miles an hour right away, because that's the name of the game. Spending time trying to teach someone in the room is very expensive, and no one really has the time or the money to do that. So that's why they have these writers that go to these writers programs like NHMC and learn so that they're already up to speed. Maybe they're already at 50 miles an hour. So when they get in there, you know, they can join. And if you are on top of your game, you get to be part of that writing team. Hopefully, that's the hope. But you definitely will not start out as an executive producer. You have to work yourself up through the levels. And one success story that the National Hispanic Media Coalition Writers Program has is a woman by the name of Silvia Olivas. She went through their program and she went through the mentoring part and being in those writers room. And she now has worked her way up to being the co-executive producer of Disney's Elena de Avalar, which is an animated show, which again, this show, I believe, is in its second season. So these are the showrunners that you should know. These are the showrunners you need to be proud of because they work so hard. They have attained a position where they can help our stories get out there. And one of the things that I would like to ask of you who are listening is, I know that we complain a lot. Oh, where are our stories? Or I don't like that story. Why don't you make this story? And that's good. I don't think we should ever stop complaining. But one of the most positive things you can do, especially for these writers, especially for the talent that you see, whether it's writers or actors or directors or producers, is support them. Because maybe if that they're not writing a story that you like, but they will next time they get an opportunity. So if you don't, they don't get that opportunity, then another story may not be told. But that's one of the things that you can do, that you can say, I helped, I supported that writer, I supported that actor, I supported that director, I went to see the movie, because that is what the African-American community does. If they support their projects, and you can make a big difference if you just support. How can you do that? Well, you have social media. Everybody has social media, and you can make a difference. You can share the movie that you went to. You can applaud a network that is showing a show like Queen of the South or One Day at a Time or Jane the Virgin. You can give them props, because if they see that we're watching, they are going to make more shows about us. And this is what it's all about. This is what the fight has been all about since the golden age of Hollywood. Because in the golden age of Hollywood, which is the 30s and the 40s, you did have stars on films. You had the Rita Hayworths, the Miguel Ferrers, the Ricardo Montalbans, all of these wonderful actors that ceased to have the opportunity to work in Hollywood. And since those years of the 40s, we have been basically non-existent. So you have the power to change that. I want you to please just support everything that you see. Yeah, you can complain if you want, but then also give them props for the things that you do like, because you can make a difference. And this is what it's about, making a difference. I hope that you have enjoyed this. There's so many things that we can talk about. A lot of the stuff that I'm talking to you about is on our website, latinheat.com. You can get to know some of the people behind the scenes, because I know everyone knows the actors. I want you to please go out there and check out the website, check out the stories, and you will see the stories about the writers that I'm talking to you about. You will see the new films that are coming up. So I want you to do that. And I want you to come back and listen. This show was about showrunners, because I'm so excited that this is happening. But there's going to be chisme, which we all like. There's going to be talk about the directors, films that are coming up. Oh my goodness, the films that are coming up and the films that we need to support. We got to push our people for those Oscar nominations. And come at the end of this year, hopefully we will see that Salma Hayek will get nominated for Beatrice at Dinner. There's so many things that are coming up. Latinos in the movie about Versace, Edgar Ramirez, Ricky Martin, and Penelope Cruz. Anyway, so many exciting things. So please join us again. Come back and listen to Latin Heat Hollywood Spotlight. We want to also have an opportunity to talk to you in future shows. You can call in, you can ask us a question, but I would like to thank you for joining us. And we want to remind you that this is KHBG LP Radio 101.5 FM. It is the station that gives the mic back to the people, and it is brought to you by the National Hispanic Media Coalition. Until next time, please join us again.